disparities here and there, but in general, the research I was able to locate pretty much confirmed what I found myself.
Now, when you do your presentation, how have you organised it?
Well, obviously, I've given that a lot of thought, and the various stages of the presentation are linked to the aspects I focused on when I was talking to my subjects. So, obviously, I start with how the friendship was first formed. For example, how old the people were, where they met, how they met, that kind of thing.
How will you present that?
I've created a table with the various headings and the percentages of my subjects whose friendships started in the various ways.
Okay. What comes next?
Well, I've looked at the effects on the friendship of various developments in the friends' lives. The first category I've called change of location, and that deals with what happens in the friendship if one or other of the friends goes to live somewhere else.
What about if they don't change the place where they live, but go to work or study somewhere else?
Well, that's included in my data in that category in a couple of separate tables.
What then?
Okay, well then, I've looked at what happens to the friendship when one or both of the friends get married. I got the subjects to say simply whether marriage meant that friendships got less close, closer, or stayed much the same.
How have you presented that data?
That's a pie chart.
Okay. What other aspects of the friendship have you focused on?
Well, the next one concerns personality. I asked people to tick boxes for their friend's personality when they first met, and then how they would describe the same person now.
How did you compare the answers there?
Yeah, that was tricky to work out. I looked for patterns of change. One finding from that was that many people who were described as relaxed at the beginning of the friendship got categorised as stressed right now. So, for the presentation, I picked out the most extreme changes that I found. Not every single change.
Sounds interesting. Any other categories?
Yes, two more. I thought it would be interesting to compare how much people had in common in terms of political opinions as their friendship progressed over the years. Did they both change them? Or did one person change? And if so, did this cause tension or disagreement between them? I've constructed another pie chart for that.
And the other category?
Yes. I thought another key area concerned what the people have in common and whether they continue to have those things in common. I've categorised this as shared interests, and I've looked at any changes that tend to happen over the years. One thing I found, for example, was that men's shared passion for certain sports doesn't change at all over the years, whereas their musical tastes do.
All sounds great. I'm sure it'll go well when you do the presentation.
Thanks. I hope so.
Track 8. Unit 7. You will hear two students talking about a presentation that one of them is going to give. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 1 to 10.
Hi, Maya. How are you getting on with your presentation?
Oh, hi, Jack. It's going really well after a slow start.
What's it about again?
Well, the general topic area is human relationships, and we had to choose a specific area within that.
So, what have you chosen?
Lifelong friendships.
Interesting. What led you to choose that?
Well, it occurred to me that there's been a lot of research on how people form friendships, and even more on marriage and partnerships, but there's not much on this particular topic. So I thought I could do something a bit different by focusing on this particular aspect.
Sounds like a good idea. How have you been doing your research?
Well, mainly by personal contact. I realise that my parents have a number of lifelong friends, and, of course, I've known them for years. So I thought I'd start off by seeing what they had to say.
Sounds reasonable, but that's only a very small sample, isn't it?
Yes, but I thought I'd collate the results from that small sample so that I could compare them with more general conclusions from research in the area.
Ah, good idea. How did you get on when you tried to get information from your subjects?
Well, I started off by giving them a questionnaire. I spent quite some time working that out, deciding what aspects of their friendships I wanted them to focus on, and then I handed it out to them.
And?
Well, it didn't work out too well.
Oh.
I kept asking for them back, and they kept saying they hadn't had time to do them or hadn't quite finished them. And eventually, one or two of them admitted that they were having trouble knowing what to put.
Oh, why's that?
They just couldn't analyse their friendships in that cold way, on paper, in nice, neat little paragraphs, or by ticking boxes.
Mm.
I realised then that they all felt that way, so I had to abandon that approach.
What did you do instead?
Personal interviews. I adapted my questionnaire and sat down with each person and talked to them. I got them to agree to my recording these interviews. That way I could focus on the way the interview went rather than having to write notes all the time. And then I went through the recordings.
And that worked out well?
Yes. I got all the information I needed. It was a small sample, as I say, but it was possible to get some general conclusions from them about their lifelong friendships.
And then you compared this with research data?
Yes. There's not a lot of that, but I managed to locate some academic research in the area.
And how did that compare with your findings?
Remarkably similar, actually. So my sample proved to be pretty representative.
Mm-hmm.
There were one or two...